The Long Road Home. Written by Fiona McCallum and read by Jennifer Valetic. It was a quarter to six when Alice's bosses closed and locked the door of the office of the law firm Baker & Associates behind her. They each gave her a hug.
"Are you sure you wouldn't like us to give you and Bill a ride or call a cab?"
Peter Baker asked. "Thank you, but we'll be perfectly fine, won't we, Billy boy?" she said, looking down to the Jack Russell sitting to attention at the end of his lead.
"Okay, if you're sure. Stay safe," Peter said,
surprising Alice with another hug.
"Congratulations again on getting into your course."
"Yes, we're very proud of you. Walk carefully now," Lynn said, also hugging Alice again.
"See you tomorrow at 10 at the end of the market, almost birthday girl,"
Ashley Baker said. And Alice received another hug. She didn't think she'd enjoyed so many platonic hugs in her entire life as she had since moving to Ballarat. It was lovely. "Yes, you will. Come on, Bill," she said, and set off down the street with a wave of her hand. As she walked, she marvelled at having forgotten about her birthday amid the excitement. The early evening sun and fine weather caused the Ballarat Central Business District streets to glow yellow around the long shadows of the old buildings. Even if it hadn't been a perfect spring evening, Alice would have still been smiling. She hadn't stopped since learning of her acceptance into the Juris Doctor postgraduate law course she had applied for. Her smile and the warmth in her heart had been increased when her new employers and now firm friends had insisted on diverting the phones to Message Bank a few minutes early and celebrating with champagne. It was further confirmation she'd done the right thing moving to Ballarat from Melbourne when practically everything had gone wrong all at once just a few months earlier. Now, outside in the fresh air, her legs, actually her whole being really, felt spongy, even heavy, but oddly light and buoyant all at once. She was happy, though a little tipsier than she'd realised. As she walked with Bill trotting alongside her, Alice tried not to think of the last job where she'd had after-work drinks. But there it was. At least she no longer shuddered at the thought of the awful weeks when she'd been bullied and manipulated almost to madness by the great Carmel Gold of Gold, Taylor and Murphy Real Estate. A tiny part of Alice was angry that she'd only lasted 4 weeks and that Carmel had triumphed over her, but an even bigger part knew she had the nasty woman to thank for where she was now and where she was heading. "I'm going to be a lawyer and a damned good one. I'm going to be one with heart and compassion. There for those who, like me, got bullied out of occupations because management wouldn't do the right thing and put dollars and profit and earning power ahead of common decency." She hoped one day Carmel would get her comeuppance, though it was doubtful Alice would ever know about it.